Hello, everyone. It's day 8 of the February community event, and the prompt for today is that we are to share our religious beliefs, if any, and talk about what they consisted of when we were children and how they've evolved in the intervening years. Well, this is kind of a long story, so I hope you can bear with me. I was a very serious Christian when I was a child. Now, my parents were not and are not religious at all, so I'm not sure where I got this from. They don't go to church, they never read the Bible, and they very seldom talk about God. But at one point, when I was 5, my mom did think it would be a good idea for me to go to church and Sunday school. I think my grandmother on that side of the family might have had something to do with that. She was very religious. In fact, she had an incredibly strong faith in God, despite the multiple adversities she faced in her lifetime, things from serious mental illness to an abusive alcoholic husband to having to raise 6 kids by herself at one point, including a mentally challenged child, when there was very little money to go around. So I have always admired her tremendously, and she probably convinced my mom to send me to church. So I did go to Sunday school for a while. Now, my Sunday school teachers had no idea how to teach a blind child. So they turned to my mom for help, and she, poor thing, got roped into teaching Sunday school. But she didn't really know what to do either. So I think we spent most of our time doing crafts, which is probably a good thing in a way, because it at least kept us quiet. I did attend a school for the blind for most of my scholastic career, where I also got a thorough Christian education. We had prayers in the mornings up until prayers were eliminated entirely from the school system. We had hymns and Bible readings at assemblies. And when I was a child, we often had very didactic lessons on how to live a Christian life. So I suppose I picked up a lot from that establishment. My mom also signed me up for materials from an organization called the Christian Record Foundation, which provided books in Braille and on tape to blind children and adults. I'm not sure how she heard about this foundation, but she thought that it would probably help me because I'd get more material than I might be able to receive from the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. A lot of the material I received, which was on tape, was probably way too old for me. But I was a voracious reader even then, and I would devour any books I would get. So I think that's another reason I developed a very strong faith at an early age. So when I say I was a serious Christian, I mean it. I mean, I didn't even like it as a child when people would take the Lord's name in vain. I would get quite upset, which I find really funny now because I do it all the time, I'm ashamed to admit. I also used to have the most incredible dreams, and I wish I could have them again, but I have a feeling they're the sort of dreams that only come to a child. I used to dream that an angel would come along and fly me off to heaven, and I'd get to see Jesus and have fun with the angels. And then, of course, I'd have to go back home again. Well, I was a pretty strong Christian right up until university, when I entered my rebellious phase. I was not rebellious at all as a teenager. In fact, my way of rebelling was to tell my parents I wanted to go to the local Catholic church, which appalled them because they were Protestant. I was still a Christian in my first year of university, and I met some fellow Christians who were evangelicals, and I became friends with them. And I didn't realize how fundamentalist and extremist their beliefs were until after I became good friends with them. So they invited me to go on some of their retreats and to some of their church events. And all I can say is that the experiences got scarier and scarier. And I began to question their very narrow view of Christianity, of God, the Bible, their sinful nature, and life in general. The clincher for me was this event that I went to where they were casting out demons. It was incredibly scary. It was literally a hell of a scary experience. Now, you might say that it was only the power of suggestion at work, but I think there was a lot more to it than that. I went home from that experience feeling literally ill and scared to death, and I'm afraid I began to blame God for some of the behavior of these people when it wasn't God's fault at all. But I became angry, you know, thinking to myself, how could they do this? How could they think this was right, you know, and good? And, you know, they knew how badly it made me feel, but they still wanted me to do it anyway, you know. And so I became angry at Christianity in general, and I didn't want anything to do with it anymore. Also, in my second year at university, I took a women's studies course. And part of it involved learning about religions which honored women and held them as sacred, including ancient ones and neo-pagan ones. And I began to be fascinated by the neo-Celtic path. I thought the Mother Goddess was a much warmer, much more engaging figure than this remote, angry god, whom I was completely misunderstanding, by the way. So I began to frequent a local occult shop, and I became friends with the proprietress there. And she told me about a Wiccan coven in the city, which actually was open to the public on Friday nights and provided public rituals. So I went there, and I eventually became a Wiccan. I was a pagan for about 8 years. That was when I had my rebellious hippie phase. But for various reasons that I don't have time to go into, I eventually realized this was really not for me. It was a phase that I think I needed to go through, because now I can appreciate Christianity a lot more than I would have been able to do years ago. But yes, I eventually realized that this paganism was just not doing anything for me. I wasn't getting anything out of it. So for a while, I didn't believe in anything. But then I became very preoccupied with the idea of, you know, what would happen to me if I died not believing in anything. So I told a couple of sympathetic friends about this, and they were very kind and listened to me very patiently. They practice Eastern Orthodoxy in the Western Rite, which means all their church services are in English. So it's basically pre-schism Orthodoxy in the Anglo-Saxon manner. That's the best way I can put it. They invited me to their church because they said it's a very experiential faith. It's very different from anything you've ever experienced before. And, you know, you should just come and check it out. There's no obligation, but just see what you think. Maybe you'll discover that this brand of Christianity isn't as bad as you think it is. So I went for a while, and it really wasn't for me, but I enjoyed it well enough. And then I attended an all-night Easter vigil or Paschal vigil there. And that experience literally changed my life. I know that sounds melodramatic, but honestly, it did. They talked there and sang there about the power of Christ's death and resurrection and went through the stations of the cross and all that sort of thing. In fact, they sang a song there, which I still remember. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and on those in the tombs bestowing life. And this vigil made me realize, I had this revelation that Christ was real. He was a personal figure in my life. He had died and risen again for me. I mean, for other people as well, but you know, I was a part of this. So I began to re-explore Christianity after that. I realized Orthodoxy was really not where I needed to go. My views correspond more with the Reformed tradition. And hence, I became a Presbyterian and was fully baptized in 2012. But if I hadn't experienced that Paschal vigil, I don't think I would be a Christian today. And also, given all the health difficulties I've had, it's my faith that's really kept me going. So, glory to God for that.